BBC. Tonight then, our weekly visit, where in the world is Andy Mossack, our international man of mystery, roving travel ace, and he's not in this country, he's genuinely bona fide abroad. So here's what's going to happen. Clue now, clue just after 11, and we got to track him down, otherwise we don't get the travel log. This capital city, which is 2 hours ahead of the UK and currently minus 3 degrees, has a bohemian neighbourhood of 150 residents, which is a self-declared republic of artists. It's called Zupis and contains a unique bronze cast of Frank Zappa. Wherever it is, I'd like to go. So it's got this self-declared republic of artists. What do you think? There's a Zappa connection. 81333RUSS. When you drop by and say hi, on the phone where it's free, it's 0800 389 3333. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? Another clue later. Thank you for the help as well, not only for Songs for Dogs. We're looking at where in the world is Andy Mossack. Is Andy in Vilnius, in Lithuania? Ooh, Vilnius. That's an interesting idea. Do you know, I don't think he's... If he is there, I don't think he's been there before. I don't recall talking to him about that. But, I mean, they filmed hundreds and hundreds of shows and films in Vilnius. I know that much. It sounds like it's quite a an artistic kind of place. Do you know what I mean? That's very good. Hi to Pam in Louth over on the WhatsApp saying, I think Andy might be in Lithuania. Thank you there, Pam. So we're backing it up here. Claire in Lincoln, is Andy in Lithuania? Andy is, he's out, says Sue in York on Twitter. Vilnius. We've certainly hit an early consensus, which is, well, not rare for you, because you obviously know about the globe. It's me sat here going, you know, I think he might be in Bristol or something like this. I've always got the wrong end of the stick. Oh, well, not long and we'll find out. BC. Coming up then within the next half hour, this week's edition, Where in the World is Andy Mossack, our roving travel ace? Thank you for the guesses so far and the help. We're trying to track him down so we get the travel log before half 11. Here's clue number two. Known as the gold of the north, the gem-like fossil that is called amber is in plentiful supply here. It's used to make jewellery, pieces of art, and sold in shops all over the city. So it's the Republic of Artists, got the Zappa connection, and it's the home of the gold of the north. What do you think? 81333RUSS. When you drop by and say hi on the text, on the phone where it's free, 0800 389 3333, facebook.com/latenightrussell. You can also find me over on the WhatsApp. Thanks for the help so far. Maybe you've plumped, maybe you're yet to plump. The travelogue is coming up, I'd say, in 15 minutes. Bam, bam. Bam, bam, bam. Bam. Finally, it's happened. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? And the answer isn't this country. I mean, this is the first time that we've done this in quite some time, isn't it, Mr. Andy Mossack? Good evening.
Well, good evening, Russ. All good, I hope.
Yeah, well, I'm absolutely fine. I'm tip top, and you are bona fide actually abroad.
I am. It was touch and go at the weekend. You know, I was convinced there would be everything go wrong, but fortunately, yeah, managed to grab the flight, and here I am, and I'm loving it, having a great time, making the most of it.
Now, I'm sure that you'd been away. I'm struggling to remember here, because it's been, you know, 2 years or something. I mean, you can't have been on many planes in that, like, 2 years.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it was Abu Dhabi was the last trip before we got the stop.
Wow.
Yeah, and that was got to be 18 months ago.
That's extraordinary. Well, probably a bit more now. Actually, we've had a look at the clues, and immediately the listener to the Late Show was throwing out a place that I've never been to myself. I'd love to go to. They spotted it through the clues. I didn't get it. Hopefully, I'm saying it right. Vilnius.
Yeah, Vilnius. Well done. Yes, the capital of Lithuania. Wow. Well spotted, everyone. That's excellent. Very good. But I did, I last came here 15 years ago, give or take.
Wow.
And yeah, and it was for they call it the Song and Dance Festival, but it sounds a bit fun, you know, it sounds a bit weird, but it's actually their sort of World Cup. It's every 4 years. And it's the three Baltic states, you know, Latvia, Estonia, and Lithuania. And they celebrate sort of freedom from communism in 1991. And it was an extraordinary time back then because they actually physically linked arms right across the three countries.
Wow.
On their independence, yeah, it was really something, and they've always sort of been joined at the hip kind of thing, really. And Lithuania certainly really sort of took to it. Independence was amazing. So 1991, and I'm coming back because that's how long ago it was, 15 years, just to see really. How difference it's made, but you never guess what their current campaign is called.
Oh, go on, tell me. Tell me what it's called.
Where in the world is Vilnius?
Really? Oh, so now they are trying to. They're well. Not only are they nicked our idea, to be frank, but they're
Yes,
obviously
exactly.
they're trying to get. They're trying to get more eyes on the place. Then that's obviously the
Well,
aim of this,
yeah.
then, yeah. But I know
Yeah, because.
it's used as a film set a lot. I know a lot
Well,
of
yeah.
TV and film is done there.
Well, the BBC, if you really want to look at the beautiful old town of Vilnius, look at the BBC drama War and Peace. It was all shot in the old town of Vilnius. Well, not apart from the battle scenes, that would be, because that was out on the farmland. But they didn't have to change much for the sets, I can tell you that, because it's pretty much exactly as you can see on the series. You know, it's so authentic here. It's absolutely fabulous. And the great news is it was Capital of Culture actually in 2009. But they're celebrating the 700th birthday in 2023. So next year they're going to start the countdown, and it's very, very exciting for everyone here.
So
So yeah, where is it? Where is it, eh?
where is it? Where is it? How do we get there? And where do we start when we
Yeah.
get there? It's a, honestly,
Yeah.
'cause it's a
Yeah.
place I would love to go.
Honestly, it's picture box perfect. I mean, the old town, particularly now, at Christmas time, is I mean, you couldn't believe, you know, it's just so Christmassy. You know, there's the lights, the snow, the Christmas markets. I mean, it's just, you know, everything is perfect, really. And the Christmas trees everywhere. So it's like, yeah, it is picture bit perfect. And the thing is with most of these Eastern European countries, you know, the winters can be cold, but the summers are always hot. So I think it's a really another great long weekend getaway, for sure. And the bohemian old town, I mean, it's proper bohemian, Russ. You know, it's absolutely jam-packed with character, history. There's all
Hipsters.
kinds of, well, there's a few hipsters, there's a lot of artists, that's for sure. Yeah, and this wonderful republic. Did you ever watch Passport to Pimlico? You know, the Ealing comedy with Stanley Holloway and Margaret Rutherford, right? So there's a group of Londoners declare their neighborhood and independent from Britain.
Yes.
It's a really one of those 60s beautiful Ealing comedies, you know. Well, you know, Azupis is exactly like that. I mean, there's a group of eccentric artists. They all came together to form this mock republic. And of course, the Independence Day was the April the 1st, because you know, why not?
Why not?
In 1996. And it's based all about freedom. They've got their own president, as you said. They've actually got an army of 11 people
Sounds like
and a
my kind of
mock
place, this.
a mock constitution. It's, you know, they take themselves very seriously. But when they actually did declare this independence, they even had proper ambassadors turned up for the inauguration ceremony. And even the US sent an ambassador there. And the Dalai Lama is a frequent visitor there because Lithuania was one of the, sorry, Tibet was one of the first countries to recognize Lithuania's independence.
They've
always been close to Tibet, yeah. So the Dalai Lama comes here every year, comes into his office, and they've got a special square called Tibet Square, and he always comes and pays a visit. So it's so funny, it's bonkers, but it's great. And everywhere you look around the neighborhood, it's all artists and studios and lots of creatives. So
it's a
fabulous place to wander around, yeah, so that's good. And then the Frank Zappa statue, that's another great story. I mean...
Now, I remember, I saw the Zappa film, I think, that was put together by Alex Winter. And I was watching that, and there's a section in that where all of a sudden Zappa becomes a figure of freedom. He becomes like a representative of, I think, Western culture and how they were going to be free. And he turned up... In Lithuania, and there are thousands upon thousands of people meeting him at the airport, and he genuinely went along with it and enjoyed it and did concerts and everything there regularly, but nobody really knows how and why that came about, really.
Yeah, it's a bit weird, isn't it? I think there is something about one of the sort of artists or the guy who actually put together his bust. Was a Zappa fan, and apparently he looks a little bit Lithuanian, and so that was good enough for them. And they were looking in 1995. They had all of these empty plinths lying around, which were from the old Soviet statues of Marx and Lenin, right?
Yeah.
After the independence. So they took all these statues away, and they had these empty plinths, and he thought, well, you know, a bust would be nice to stick on top. And Zappa was naturally a natural choice, of course.
Of course,
there was a spare plinth lying around. Why not? And but this was great because the unveiling ceremony took place in 1995, and the Czech president Václav Havel he's a mad Zappa fan apparently. He turned up to the inauguration or the unveiling, but the military brass band were there and they played Zappa hits. I mean, you couldn't make this up, could you?
That's extraordinary, isn't it? And now, as this ceremonial ribbon is cut, we shall all get together and sing Don't Eat the Yellow Snow.
Yeah, it's just hilarious. Absolutely, you could make it up. And it's in just lying around. Honestly, it's on a plinth. And if anybody comes for a long weekend, you know, you've got to check out Mr. Zappa.
What about here's two questions then, and I'm sure you've enjoyed in the time that you've been there some of this. What are the people like, and what's the food and drink like, Andy?
Wow, of course. Well, you know, it's funny. It's a funny language. I don't understand any of it. It's tough, but most people speak English, and they speak English very well, and very welcoming.
If you got I know there's obviously Lithuanian, but if you had a smattering of basic Russian, that would, I'm sure, get you by even to this day, wouldn't it?
I certainly think they would understand Russian for sure. I mean, they've been occupied by a fair old time, and but the food itself, I mean, it's the traditional stuff. Is a good old hearty. I mean, it really is lovely. Borscht, which is a beetroot soup, with sour cream. Lovely. Love it. Yeah, I was grown up with beetroot. Oh, great. Lovely black rye bread, lathered in garlic. That's pretty cool. A potato pie. This sounds right up your street, Russ, doesn't it?
It sounds like my kind of place.
Yeah. But there's a lot of very talented chefs as well. So it's not all about the old traditional stuff. There's some really nice, delicious dishes too. I mean, they do. Do you know something? This is a factoid for you.
Yeah.
It's the only European capital which allows hot air balloon rides in the summer over the city.
It's the only one.
You see these hot air balloons. But even better, you can have... a fine dining experience in a hot air balloon.
Please tell me you're doing it, Andy.
No, it's in the summer, but they only do it in the summer. But I'd love to do that. Oh, can you imagine? That would be fabulous, wouldn't it?
That'd be superb. That'd be absolutely lovely. Do you know, I mean, there's so much to see and do. I mean, it's a beautifully picturesque city. It really is. And, you know, with the new bits and the old school, it's got some gorgeous church buildings. I mean, it's got a lot going for it.
Yeah.
And it sounds, by the sounds of it, they've realised that they could do a little more to sort of shout out about who they are and what they want to do and come and visit our city. So, do you know what? If I'm still allowed to do it next year, I'm definitely going.
I would. I mean, it's like I said, good old getaway over a weekend. And there's that fabulous... The pass is there, the Vilnius pass, as we often mention.
Yep.
To get you for 19 euros, you get the hop-on, hop-off bus and the buses and the museums, a discount on tour. So they're all set up for us and they're lovely. And just explore and let them walk around because it's so easy to walk around there.
Excellent.
The town is great. So, have a good time and a good weekend.
Well, let me just
I'm
say...
having a great time.
I'm sure you are. When do you come back? Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow night. Yeah.
Let me just say, spasiba vam, Andy.
Oh.
Spasiba vam. Thank
you. You got me.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's it. Thanks. It's basically spasiba is thanks. So you can just say that. And vam means to you. So it's like spasiba vam. And if they turn to you and go, govorit po-ruski, you go, only a little. And then that's the end of the conversation. Really. And I did try and have a look for a twin town, Andy. You'll be disappointed to know it's got plenty of twin towns, none of which are in the UK. So if you can do something about that in the next 24 hours, that'll be nice.
I'll have a word, certainly.
But it is the fictional birthplace of Hannibal Lecter as well, Vildaeus. So
that's a perfect, that's a perfect
what an advert.
Campaign to go on. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There we go. Hey, Andy, dos svidaniya.
Das wird Anja.
And we'll hopefully see you next week.